B-Pod Studios.
The IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
It's Anthony Gargano. Big week at Parks Casino. Sports betting testing happens today, and it's open to the public from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And tomorrow, the Parks Casino Sportsbook will officially open at 2 p.m. pending PGCB testing and approval. All your favorite ways to bet, spread, moneyline props, and more. Bet on college and pro sports. Watch all the action in a state-of-the-art HD TV environment. 28 games at one time. Parks Casino, what a night. Street Road, exit off of I-95 and PA Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries on Saturday, January 12th at Winterfest Live. Come for the brews, stay for the party. Get your tickets at XfinityLive.com.
ABC Tonight.
I'm throwing the wedding of the century.
Two huge Goldberg events.
This is not a drill.
Starting with a Bevzilla wedding.
Why the hell is there a middle-aged blonde lady between the bride and groom on my cake topper?
I think you know why, pal.
Then some of your favorite Goldberg's characters spin off into the 90s.
I was a student here years ago. I'm the new music teacher.
The series premiere of the new comedy, School.
You're wearing two different shoes.
Shut up, nerd. Valued student.
Tonight, following an all-new Goldberg's on ABC.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of Steel, sold on Westchester Pike and available 24/7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Woo! Woo! 3 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli's show, 97.5 The Fanatic. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corbelis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit is good. Tim McManus will join us at 2:30. And at 4:30, we're going to try something, Tyrone. I have been turned on to this woman who has unreal deals on how the Philadelphia sports fan can get to New Orleans for the game.
Okay.
Like beyond you going online and making your own arrangements.
Oh, wait, does this...
There's a woman out there who has compiled a crazy cheap way for people from Philly to get to the game, get to New Orleans and the game.
Does this involve the Megabus?
I don't know what it involves.
Okay.
I don't think it involves the Megabus.
Because I heard that there was some...
I saw the Megabus deal.
Really?
Yeah, it's like insane. Isn't it like $100?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have her. Her name's Sally Serrata.
Okay.
At 4:30.
We'll see what Sally sells.
Yeah, and this way people can make some arrangements as early as late this afternoon if they want to get down there if these deals are cheap enough.
Yeah.
I'm always looking out for the consumer.
Well, that's good of you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Sixers win last night in a rout. I did something last night that I don't think I've ever done. I turned off a Sixer game and changed it to the Flyers. The basketball game bored me so much.
What?
I go, boom, I didn't get Flyers, and they were down 4-1, and then I went to a Sopranos loop. can watch the Flyers either. I was totally bored by the Sixers game last night, even though Landry Shamet had a monster game. Man, it was nice to see him make three-pointers.
I was into it.
Well, of course, because you were doing a show.
Yeah, Sixers outside.
Well, you know, I went to the Flyers Hall of Fame. It was 4-1, and they're playing some goalie from Timbuktu.
I think was that
they throw in there.
Was that their seventh or eighth goalie? They set a record for amount of goalies.
35-year-old journeyman. They spun him in there to change their fortune.
Well,
Martinez is next. He's going in.
And then there was some fights. There was a fight. It's not going great for the Flyers.
It's eight in a row. Maybe they can get to 10. Yeah, they should try for 10. Try to erase that record. So I flip on the Sopranos at the same time. Carmella is reading, kicking Tony out of the house, going,
"You have made a fool of me for too long with these whores."
And he was at the gate after that. That was the ugliest scene. Jaden and Del Ran, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jaden.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Jaden?
No, that's the actual reason why I called in, because Cowboy Kenny got on my nerves, and I just had to say, Cowboy Kenny, call Dallas Radio. Leave us alone.
Well, Cowboy Kenny's feeling a little, but I read that right. You read it right. He's insecure about his squad. His greatest fear is this. The Eagles win, Dallas loses. Greatest fear, and he knows that's a reality.
That is. And it's such the setup for our revenge tour. We lost to them twice. We lost to the Saints. Perfect setup. Let's beat them too.
They're not getting there. I don't even want to give them enough credit to think the Eagles can play them for an NFC title. I really don't. I want them to lose to the Rams, get punished. I think they can get punished. I think I may put a lot of money on the money line here for the Rams. There's no way the Cowboys win that game.
Very, very true. I do agree with that. Also, this game, I look at it as a Super Bowl. Another Hall of Famer quarterback in Drew Brees. We're going to get against an okay defense just like the Patriots last year. Mm-hmm. I have no fear. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game just like the Super Bowl, and we win just like the Super Bowl.
I like it, man. I like your confidence. All right, now you want to play general knowledge here? A pair of Billy Joel tickets is at stake.
Yes. All right.
It's song titles by synonym. I'm going to give you a synonym. You give me the song title I'm thinking about. Here's the synonym. Okay. Phone me per chance. Call me maybe's correct. Hold on a second. Call me maybe.
It's pretty good.
Phone me per chance.
Yes.
Another qualifier.
And she's not around anymore, is she?
Whatever happened to her? Nat?
Well,
it's in your wheelhouse, that song, wasn't it?
No. Well, I have good taste in music, Mike.
It was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was funny when it came out, but I thought it was funny. But no, she had a song after that, didn't she?
It was a phenomenon.
Did she have that Friday song?
She had two hits.
Yeah, she had the Friday, that one too.
Yes.
Yeah, but no one took those songs seriously, so I think that was where it ended for her.
It became a phenomenon. It became like a video phenomenon. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah, it turns out the guy who wrote those songs, he just plugs people in. He tried a Thanksgiving song with another singer.
Really?
It didn't take off. No. Yeah. He was on one of these one of those shows with the new pop girl to sing the Thanksgiving song. Four years after that, it didn't work.
It wasn't Friday. It was I Really, 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 Really Like You.
Oh,
that's what. So who sang Friday?
A lyrical masterpiece.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the person who, the guy who wrote that, he plugs into different pop stars.
Call Me Maybe was Carly Rae Jepsen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she had really, really, really.
Oh, Friday was Rebecca Black.
Right.
I'm confused.
That's
them.
The person
Pardon.
That had the plug yes. and play pop
okay.
studio.
Jim in Elysburg. I never heard of that. Elysburg. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I can't believe you guys haven't mentioned the Yingling beer. When Philly found out about Yingling beer, they had to put another shift on just for all the beer that
No, you're
went
absolutely
down
right. Out of Pottsville, PA, Yingling. I remember buying Yingling as a college student in the keg. It was like the least expensive. Then it became a hip beer.
Well, that's about what it's worth.
It's a crazy success story.
Yeah, I live 20 minutes from Yin Yang territory,
but
I wouldn't brag about it.
That's a good beer. It's a solid lager.
Yeah, Philly loves it. They had to put another shift on it to keep Philly happy.
There you go.
But, hey, quick call. Saturday, I had to go down and get measured for Tux. My son's getting married in Philly, so I had to go to Nordstrom's, the King of Prussia Mall.
Uh-huh.
So I got a parking spot. I'm in a wheelchair van. Took me an hour to get a parking spot at the mall. I get in, and we go in. I standing inside the main door. My son comes walking over. There's a rack of pants, $435 for a pair of pants.
Oh my!
At Nordstrom's. So the guy says to me, "Can you help me?" I say, "Yeah. If I buy them pants, can I walk again? I've been in a wheelchair. I'm a disabled veteran." And he didn't even take it funny. He just walked away.
Oh, really? Anyway, he snobbed you? Oh
yeah,
man.
I'm from up in coal region country.
I can tell. I can tell you're a coal region man.
Yeah, but anyway, I had to go. From there, we went to Sugar House. My boys are big poker players.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I'll play four hands of blackjack. I'll be out the money. So I waited in line an hour to make a bet. A bet on the Eagles without the line. My son has the ticket in Philly. He didn't even tell me what I won, but he's going to put it on the Eagles again straight up. Against New Orleans, because they're going to win the game. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But you were talking about that expensive cognac. Have you ever heard of Louis the 13th?
Oh, yeah. Louis the 13th is $150 a snifter.
Yeah. There's only one bar in our area, the Woodlands, up in Wilkes-Barre, that sells Louis
I have actually been to the Woodlands.
Yeah.
I stayed there.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre. Well, when they have their race and all in Pocono, it's a big draw.
Look at you, man.
There used to be a little bar in my town, Mount Carmel, where I come from. This little old lady, Ida, for $25, she'd take the lid off and let you smell it.
Look at that.
Smell a Louis. Smell the Louis? 13. Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered it. Thanks, Jim. I love Jim's accent. Pants. A pair of pants.
$435. Poor Jim.
You know, that guy's in a tough spot there with the joke, though. You have a disabled veteran in your store.
Yeah.
He makes a joke about him being disabled.
Yeah.
Even though he made the joke, I don't think I would want to laugh at the joke.
You give him a mild smile. You give him a patronizing.
That's what you
give him a patronizing smile. You don't walk away from the guy.
I would be uncomfortable. I don't want to ridicule a guy in a wheelchair who fought for our country. Mm. And I feel like if I'm laughing, I'm like doing him a disservice in a way. Maybe that's my problem.
The Louis XIII he's talking about is there was a friend of mine who we were in the cigar bar at the Wells Fargo Center when I forget what it was called at the time. It might have been called the Holt Cigar Bar. And kind of a mutual friend, more of a friend of his, not a friend of mine. It was like a pharmaceutical rep, and he's bragging about, you know, how much his expense account he has and this and that. And he's, "Let me buy you guys a drink," and one of those type of guys. So I look at my buddy, I go, "So we go over it. Two snifters of Louis. 170 a pop." "Want to buy us a drink?" "Buy us a drink." "Skip." Let's go to Dan in Orland. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Dan?
Good, good. Hey, you guys are talking beer, so I heard sours were thrown around. So if you're ever interested, like, I think Belgian beers are my favorite.
Too heavy for me. I don't like the Belgian beer.
Well, their lambics are again, a little bit more on the sour side. They're actually considered sour beer, so...
Yeah, not a fan of Belgium.
All right, well, let's move on to the Eagles there.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to say that after last week's game, I'm finally a believer that we can make it work with Foles, even in the long term. I thought last year was a great run, even this year. Initially, I was like... Now, I'm still on team Wentz. Like, Wentz, I think, is the better overall quarterback. I think we kind of can't lose either way next year. My biggest concern with Wentz is he's injury prone. You know, when you miss significant time, 3 out of 4 seasons, it's just a reality. Like, it's kind of like Aaron Rodgers, you know? And then with Foles, I don't know if he would work as well outside of Doug Peterson in this environment. Like, I think, like, if he were to be traded, I think he could succeed other places as well, but I think Wentz would succeed anywhere.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. The only problem is I can't ignore, like, the current facts.
Neither can I. And I think,
But I think you're doing that. You're going, okay, we're going to be better off. You're guessing that you're going to be better off with Wentz.
No, I honestly don't know. I cannot say it. What I'm saying is if we ended up trading Wentz, like, before, I'd have been like, no, this is the wrong move. Mm-hmm. I now believe, like, we could win more titles with, you know, if Foles is our quarterback.
Yeah.
But I still think Wentz is the better.
Yeah, I think on paper you would be right. There's just something that follows this guy at this point that I can't ignore.
No, you can't. That's why I'm saying, like, up until like last week, that's when I first started. I was like, you know, one, you can't ignore it, you're right. But I also, not necessarily ignoring it, but I believe like there, we have enough, you know, evidence to look at to go, okay, you know what? If he's our starter week one next year,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we can make it work.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, yeah.
All right, buddy. You want to play general knowledge?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go with, it is a general knowledge question here. So let's go with this one. What breakfast cereal is associated with leprechauns?
Lucky Charms.
Oh, it's magically delicious. Lucky Charms. That guy who's talking about and that putting an extra shift on for the Yangling
yeah.
I have vague memories of a buddy of mine called me one day. It was in Pottstown, I think. We're playing golf. We have an 8 o'clock tee off time. He says, meet me at this bar called Frankie and Johnny's at 6:30. A.M. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, trust me. So I didn't find this place, this bar. We get it. It's like the shift work from they had a company used to make frozen pies. I mean, frozen pies in your grocery freezer counter. What was it,
Mrs. Smith?
Mrs. Smith's.
Yes.
Yes, I believe the Mrs. Smith plant was right across the street from this joint called Frankie and Johnny's.
Huh.
So we got to get there at 6:30. It's the shift. It's the like the mid 11 to 6 shift or whatever it was. Yeah. Is in there after their shift pounding beers. And the shift that's coming on at 7 o'clock is in there to get a couple before they go into work.
Look at that.
It was humanity.
I'm fascinated by that.
35-cent drafts, Tyrone.
35 cents?
35 cents. Schmitz.
Even if you adjust for inflation,
I don't know if that's a great price. That place can't possibly exist, nor can that factory.
You know, but Mr. Smith is still out.
People in Potsdam know what I'm talking about. Frankie and Johnny's, the place was called.
Now, hit us on
Mrs.
social media.
Smith's pies, frozen pies.
Mrs. Smith's pies are still around.
Are they still around?
Yeah, yeah, I think they're pretty popular.
Is that plant in Pottstown still around?
That's what I want to find out.
Do they still have pie plants?
Well, you got to make the pie somehow.
Founded in Pennsylvania.
Sure, it was Mrs. Smith's pies, the factory. Dan from the Turnpike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
How we doing, guys?
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually annoyed with all this beer talk. I am the Einstein of beer.
Yes.
And everything you guys are talking about, I'm actually ashamed to be Irish. I'm going to give you a quick tip.
Uh-huh.
If you drink out of a bottle, Mike, I'm going to give you trivia. The only thing that skunks a beer is sunlight, and it takes a nanosecond. What is a nanosecond? A billionth of a second turns your beer over.
Really? So if you store beer in near a window, you're dead?
Done. Pour it out. Like, right. Remember drinking Molson? Back in the 80s?
Yeah.
That skunked out beer?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that turns beer is sunlight.
Okay.
So if you go to a party, just carry cans. Just stick to old reliable.
All right, you got it.
And everything will be great.
That's good information.
Now, Nikki Foles, I believe in what's about to happen. It's in the air. And my question to you is this Nikki's team if he goes the distance?
If he goes the distance, is he the quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, in my view, he is. Now, I don't know what the Eagles will think. And in my view, that's a done deal. That's the three branches of Mike. It's the trade of Wentz and the years to draft another franchise quarterback, and you proceed with the guy you're winning with. It's simple formula.
I hope everybody believes what I said, and I believe what you said. This is Mickey's team.
Yeah, they're probably not going to listen to me. They're probably not going to do what I think. And they're probably always going to side here with Wentz because he's the franchise quarterback they put all their weight behind. But, you know, that's the way.
It's like there's a certain calm that comes over the team when Nikki's in the huddle.
I agree with you. I've learned.
It's a different atmosphere.
I have learned, brother. I'm not a stubborn guy. I see data in front of me and I learn from it.
Thanks for your time.
All right, brother.
You guys have a great week.
You got it, Dan. Appreciate it. God, what were you going to say?
No, my mic. I didn't turn my mic on.
Oh.
That was what was weird. It just came on,
really?
So I had to talk to engineering.
Oh, okay.
Frankie and Johnny's is still there.
It's still there?
Yeah, I just got confirmation.
Get out.
The plant apparently has closed, the factory.
Plant closed.
Well, but the bar's still there.
Well, how does it exist? But at the plant. Because the plant was one hand-in-hand with the bar.
Now what I'm reading says that it's used to manufacture Mrs. Smith's pie tins.
Oh, they just did a tins
in this
now.
Day, yeah.
Because it was a good schmell that came out of that place.
Yeah, no pies, just the tins.
Yeah, and more people are saying, yeah, everybody's saying the bar, though, somehow survived. So the locals?
The bar survived? Yeah. How much is the draft? How much is the draft now? This is many years ago.
All right, well, let's see one of them. I got to wait for a response now. They just tell me the place is open.
$1 a draft at Frankie Johnny's.
I love bars like that.
It's in those little glasses, those beer glasses.
Yeah.
Not the actual...
Not the pint, the proper pint glass. It's in the smaller,
right, or not the one that bowed up at the top, either. Yeah. Just a straight glass.
Still, that's still good.
Glass of beer.
35 cents. That's my life. That's good living.
All right, so now Anthony reports regarding this German beer. Anthony Gargano reports that there was a tremendous immigration of Germans to South America following World War II. And some brewer just talked to me, and he says the same thing. He said there was a great migration to South America, to Ecuador, in fact. And so the beer style is German style in Ecuador.
Oh, look at that.
How about that? So you learn something every day on this show.
That's great to know.
Yes. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Tom?
Good. One thing about the beer, like my dad, he's a little bit older. He likes the light beer, Coors Light. But he always drinks it out of a wine glass. Now, I don't know if it's like a fancy thing or it's smoother. Have you ever seen anybody drink out of a wine glass?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen people drink beer out of a wine glass. I've seen wine being drunk out of a beer glass, but not the other way around.
Yeah. So, you know, about the Eagles, I think they can win the game. You know, we're a different team. We're healthier. And I think that our running game can, be huge this week. And also, you know, controlling.
Well, I hope so, because it wasn't last week.
No. But, I don't think Foles is going to throw 40 passes this week. I mean, I just don't think he's going to have to throw it that much. I mean, what do you think? You think he's
no, I agree with
off?
You. I think they can run better against New Orleans than they did against the Bears. The Bears were the top defense against the run. So it goes without saying that they're going to try to run the ball a little more. Now, I don't know if they're going to use Josh Adams. A lot of people want Josh Adams back in the game plan. I think they pretty much reduced their rotation at this point.
He's a bigger back. When, you know, Sproles is
a little
guy.
What you can't do in a playoff game is fumble. And lose a funk. You can't do it. I don't think they trust him at this point.
Is it because, you know, it's his first year?
Yeah. I think in playoff situation, they may think that spot is too big for him, so they'll go with the more reliable guys. It's just a matter of trust with coaches.
And one other thing about the Sixers as well, was Shamet last night. I did not expect him to go off like he did. I know JJ was out, you know, and when you have the chance to prove yourself, you know, that's the best you can do. You prove yourself, someone's out.
Yeah, I wouldn't get carried away, though. People have a tendency to see one or two good games by a player, and they go, that problem's solved. Problem's not solved. Now, he had a high end last night. He took a lot of uncontested jump shots last night. That defense, that team is a quitting-ass team, that Washington team. They stink. All right, man, you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right,
90s
here we go. Fads of the 1990s.
Okay.
All right. Stuffed animal brand that became a speculative investment bubble. Stuffed animal brand. They were tiny. They were small.
Either TY or Furbies.
You're both incorrect. Beanie Babies.
Yes.
And I have a hamper full.
Your daughters?
Of Beanie Babies from my daughter, which I have in a closet somewhere. There must be 500 Beanie Babies.
My grandmother bought me every Beanie Baby, and I think that they're still in my dad's attic.
Her grandmother would buy her one a week.
Yeah, I had the whole collection too.
Technically, he's correct.
What?
They were TY.
Maybe. Oh, is that what he said?
Oh,
I'm sorry, man.
So if he calls
Thomas
back.
Call back. We'll give it to
you. We'll figure out a way to get
call
you qualified.
Call the contest line.
Thomas. They should be worth millions at this point,
they're
right?
They're not worth anything.
No.
That's the problem. That was a bubble that burst.
They always
hang. I don't know. What am I going to do with them? They're just hanging around here now.
Maybe you could put them out in your house, in your new living room.
Set them up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick it out to the curb with a big sign that says free.
Free Beanie Babies.
610-632-0975. Thomas, call 215-263-0975 and we'll get you qualified. Oh, the beers at Frankie and Johnny's are $1.50 now?
Yeah, that's what the guy tweeted in.
And they went up. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
$1.50 draft. Back after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes. All right, time to get serious. Talk about this Philadelphia Eagles team, which will take on New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, coming off an earlier season rout. Can they reverse the fortunes? Let's talk to the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, and he is brought to us today by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. You remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Tim McManus, how are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
What's going on in the locker room? What's the feel right now?
Well, we're going to be heading into the locker room shortly. About 4:20 is when we get in there. But we did speak with Nick Foles and Doug Peterson today. And Foles, with that ever calm, ever placid demeanor, you know, just kind of just another day in the life for Nicky franchise. And as far as the kind of demeanor that we've seen from the team, you know, post game, they're definitely back in their element. I mean, this is their preferred identity of being the ones. Everybody counted us out. You know, we're the underdogs again. I mean, they really feed off of that. I think they had trouble sort of figuring out where they stood in the world as defending champs all the way until they got on the ropes and had to fight their way back out. And, you know, so that's how they're feeling right now, is that they're on basically playing with house money. Feeling like it's us against the world, and that's exactly how they like it.
Well, we can watch and see that they're a different team than the one that lost in New Orleans, and they've been transformed. In your mind, where exactly have they been transformed?
So one area, I mean, it's hard to ignore what has happened at the quarterback position. You know, Foles 4-0 since he stepped in. I think that the offense has been a little bit more on time. I think that he's playing really fast. You know, he's getting the ball out quicker on average than he has over the course of his entire career. And you're starting to see, you know, that really work for him. And I would say, just generally speaking, they've kind of solidified things on the back end defensively. And that has really worked. And then the offensive defensive lines have gotten healthy at precisely the right time. I mean, I think that the offensive line for this team is playing as well as anybody in football. And the D-line is generating the type of pressure that we came to expect last year. You put those things together, and that's led to this kind of surge that has helped the Eagles, you know, win 5 of 6 and get into this position where they seem to be playing about as well as anybody in the league.
All right, Tim, the secondary's obviously made some great strides. But they last week showed up against a guy who, let's face it, a nice quarterback, but not a guy that's going to really beat you by himself, although he did make some good throws. And one thing they did was take away the one weapon that they had, which was Tariq Cohen. This is a Hall of Fame quarterback now. This is a guy who's going against a cornerback who got sucked in on a double move like 3 times last week. So can we expect them to play with the same efficiency against a guy like Drew Brees?
Well, I definitely think that they're going to be better. I mean, if you remember the first time around, Avante Maddox left that game in the first quarter. Sidney Jones left that game in the first series. And they were, if Cravon LeBlanc had just gotten there, he got thrown into a prominent spot along with Chandon Sullivan and Devontae Bosby. I mean, you know, against that Hall of Fame quarterback that you're talking about on the road. And so that was really tough. And then if you look at the way that that game unfolded, the other big difference with this team is that they're not falling behind. And offensively, they're not getting off to those slow starts. That really was like the theme of the season. And then that has changed of late. But that was really evident in that game in New Orleans in Week 11 because the offense goes three and out, pick. And you look up at the score, it's 17-0. You know, so that's part of it. But, yeah, I think that the defensive secondary is going to be better. I think that the fact that the defensive line is playing with a little bit more, you know, fire right now is going to help them. And I do think that, like, LeBlanc stabilizing the slot cornerback position. Maddox, yeah, he had some tough moments against Chicago, but has been pretty good on the outside as well. That they're not certainly impenetrable, but I think they'll have a better showing in New Orleans than they did last time around.
Yeah, I can believe they're a much better team than that team that played New Orleans. But I worry about, like, the LeBlanc factor is, like, you know, you're counting on a guy who really came out of nowhere, and now he's got Kamara to deal with, which is a little different animal than Cohen. And they run the ball. They have a balance to them that the Bears did not have. So I just worry about that part of it.
I think it's right to worry about going up against the Saints offense, even with an improved defense. Absolutely. And the matchups aren't all great for them. And I think Kamara is one of the big reasons why. They do have, double feature out of the backfield. They do have some good weapons on the outside. And Malcolm Jenkins has struck me a couple weeks ago when they're about to go up against Houston. And a reporter asked him, can you double team a wide receiver on every single play? And he goes, well, we did that with Michael Thomas and didn't work out very well for us, so I don't think we'll do that ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically tried to double-team Thomas the whole way. He still went off for 94 yards and a touchdown, and the rest of the guys got healthy as well. So I think that they're going to adjust that game plan. But, yeah, I mean, this is a tough offense for anybody to match up against.
All right, let's talk about the offense. And last week they did not need the running game to win the game. They turned the ball over a couple times. They overcame that. The Saints' defensive starters don't give up a lot at home. They're an exceptional home team. What would they have up their sleeve to move the football to score? I believe they're going to have to score 25 points. What makes us think that they can do that?
Well, I mean, I think that Foles has shown that he can do that. That's, around their average. It's not a little bit up there. Certainly during the regular season when Foles took over the reins. And this offense has shown that it's kind of getting back to the 2017 form. They don't have the same stable of running backs, but they do have Darren Sproles back. And, since he got back into the fold, I think they're 5-1 now. So he's made a big difference and presents something, especially on third down, that they definitely were lacking before then. I think that it is critical to have some kind of balance here because you don't want the Saints on the field all the time. So if you can maintain possession, obviously on the road, take the crowd out of it a little bit and keep Drew Brees off the field, that's going to be huge for them. And then Foles has just found ways to kind of operate, giving what the defense has taken them and making big plays in big moments. And I think he's got some big-time players who rise to that occasion, as we saw throughout the Super Bowl run and over this last stretch as well. Alshon Jeffery's one of them. He's built for these kind of moments. Zach Ertz is another. I think he's become built for these moments as well. And so, Foles, has gotten a little loose with some of these interceptions of late. I think they really have to mitigate that and have to make sure that they don't fall too far behind the Saints team early, because if that happens, the same type of snowball effect can occur.
Yeah, Tim, I got to give you a little Nick Foles. I got to give you a little Tom Hanks and Saving Private Ryan type of motif here. And you heard this earlier today, but I want you to hear it again because this is what's pumping me up. Go ahead, Nat.
And my philosophy always is, in the fourth quarter, when the game's on the line, when you trust the men next to you, you're going to get it done more times than not. And, I think this team's a testament to that.
There you go. Timmy, trust the men next to you. Now, I know you as a reporter cannot do that because they're all snakes. But in a football locker room, that's my man. He's trusting the men next to him.
Well, it's a recipe that's worked well for him, too, man. And I would say that, also Doug Peterson trusts Foles pretty well, doesn't he? I mean, he entrusted him on 4th-and-2 in the Super Bowl to call a trick play at the goal line, and then trust him again on 4th down in Chicago to run that sprint out to Golden Tate. So I think that is kind of a big factor. And you can see that these players, are kind of like savoring the final moments here with Foles, seemingly. I mean, Jason Kelce going up to him in the final moments.
I can't believe that, by the way. I know that was in part of your story. I can't believe he did that before the kick.
How about that?
It's stunning. It's like putting the bats in the bat rack. I mean, in the bag before the game's over.
Yeah, that's probably a no-no. But even earlier in the week, Kelce's quote was, the day that I'm done playing with Foles, I'm going to regret that moment. Alshon Jeffery had something similar to say. So he's obviously, he's made an impact on the city, but obviously in the locker room as well.
Yeah, your thoughts, Carson? Now, Tim, it seems like you've got a good feel for this game. That's the vibe I'm getting from you.
I'm still going to pick the Saints.
Oh, you are? Okay.
But I do think that it's going to be a better showing. And listen, you know, it wouldn't be the first time that I could reflect back on his games that I should have seen it coming. It's Foles. He's just working his magic. This team is humming, and all those things are true. But I just, you know, happen to think in this spot, it's a tough team to overcome.
All right, buddy. You got it. I appreciate the knowledge. Thanks, bud.
All right, brother.
There he is. Tim McManus, brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, Power of Justice for Accidents, Malpractice, and Nursing Home Abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. I mean, he sounded very, very optimistic about this weekend. And then he says, no, so I kind of feel the Saints. I don't know. I get a vibe from Timmy sometimes.
Sounded pretty optimistic.
Sounded optimistic.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. Billy Joel tickets are at stake. It's the Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. It's NBC Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
3:48, Mike Misnelli show. We got some coming up at 4 o'clock. The keyword. That's right. The big green giveaway. We may give you $1,000. May give you a keyword at 4 o'clock. You have to enter it on the Fanatic app or 975fanatic.com. You have to do that within 15 minutes. And we're going to call you if you're randomly selected. And you'll win $1,000. We had three winners first day we did this. All of our $1,000 winners will then be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize at the end of the contest in February. Complete contest rules are available at 975thefanatic.com. It's brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, the Delaware Valley fastest growing Jeep dealer. I didn't get much sleep lately. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. My dog's been interrupting my sleep lately.
Why? What's she doing?
Well, here's the deal. I had this neighbor's dog, right? This, I told you the story. My dog is a pup. My dog made him stay with a curious little dog, and she got under the fence, this big sloppy pointer mix, and she got bit.
Yeah.
She was a puppy, and she had stitches in her belly and a whole bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I take her to the emergency room, right? So the second time, she got a little bigger. She couldn't fit under the fence. She stuck her paw under there, and the dog bit her paw and broke her toe, and now she's got, like, an L-shaped toe. So she holds a grudge.
Well,
dog.
She should.
Yeah, so my neighbors let this dog out late at night. It's like midnight. They let the dog out late, and the dog barks. So my dog now hears it and goes up to the window, which is like looking overhead of their backyard.
Yeah.
And she starts howling.
Yeah.
And Sheba's can howl.
Yeah.
And she's never up in my sleep.
I'd say.
Like, I'm trying to reason with my dog. And you got your ass kicked twice. It's like heckling a player from the safety of your seat at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The player turns around, gets you back in your face. What are you going to do?
I mean, she wants to stand her ground. I don't blame her.
Yeah, but I try to make... What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's the
problem.
You know,
the pointer twice your size... Already kicked your ass twice.
You're going to lose.
And
are
the
you
dog
looking,
doesn't listen to me.
Like, is your dog looking to die? It's like it's got a death wish. If she gets loose and gets back to that dog, that's it.
Fake bravado. She's from the safety of a second floor window.
Oh, she wouldn't be all tough to the face. That's what you're saying.
Well, she might be. She's crazy enough. She's a crazy Shiba Inu. They're crazy. They're fearless. But they don't learn.
Poor
stubborn
thing.
And it's waking me up now.
Well, what's
and
with the neighbor?
Every little noise she hears, it's like, it's the neighbor's dog. Boom, bam, right to the window. Arr!
Well, what's with the neighbor letting the dog out at midnight?
I don't know. I don't know.
Some and why people, is he barking?
That might be right before they go to bed. They might
out,
be
grabs
late
a
people.
Midnight cigarette and lets the dog out as he's having a midnight. I don't know what's going
on. I blame the pointer. It's not Shima's fault.
Well, yeah. Well, the pointer is, you know, not as civilized as you would like a dog to be.
Right.
All right?
It's yeah.
Got some kind of anger in it.
So maybe if that dog was better behaved, Shima would not be howling and you would be sleeping well.
Right. But that's, people think, you think you got problems? There you go. It's an example.
Maybe just give her like a little
white people problems.
Or something.
Give her a little treat.
Yeah, to take her mind off of it.
She's frothing. No, she's in froth mode. Let's go to Jeff and Delco. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Jeff?
little bit of 76ers talk. They're now exactly at the half point of the season. Mm-hmm. 41 games with a record of 27-14.
Yes, 54 win pace, by the way, which is better than last year.
Over under, which is what I need them to cash for me this year. Do you think that's a good likelihood second half of the year? And if so, do you think that gets them in the top four when Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, and Indiana?
Yeah,
like
54 wins will get them in the top four. It's hard to believe that this team is on a pace. When you think about them, we don't really think of this season being like boffo successful. But they are on a pace to win 54 games, so it's odd. I don't know what to think about them. I don't, like, to me, they're just not complete enough to jump into that upper two. Do you think they are?
I'm not seeing it right now unless they add to the roster for depth, because yeah, Boston's starting to peak now. Milwaukee and Indiana look like they're for real, and Toronto just
Well, I know it's nice Landry Schamm at 28 points. He's not going to get 28 against Toronto or Boston. I mean, that's how you have to measure these contributions, not overreact. And Furkan, guys like Furkan and Jonah Bolden. I mean, what do you expect those guys to do against the premier teams? Seriously. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yes, please.
All right. What did we do last? General knowledge. We did fads, didn't we? No. Or are we on fads?
It was Beanie Babies, right?
We did Beanie Babies. That was a fad. Oh, this is NFL rushing quarterbacks. Top rushing quarterbacks. We said Michael Vick was number one. Steve Young was number four. Who was number two who played from 1985 to 2001?
Oh, what team?
I can't give you the team. That would be a giveaway.
How about Steve McNair?
How about incorrect? How about it's Randall Cunningham? Right in your backyard, it's Randall. 4,928.
McNair didn't play in the 80s.
No. Bill in Blackwood, New Jersey. Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Bill?
Good. I was listening with McManus and all that. Mm-hmm. I think the key to winning this game, though, is going to be Sproles. I think Sproles coming back healthy. It's against his old team. He wants some revenge for not playing at that 45-7 loss and everything. I think it's going to be him. And I think Foles is still going to be Foles. He's still going to put the ball in the air. They're still going to trust everybody. But I think it's going to come down to Sproles. He might have like three touchdowns on site.
Yeah, I got to ask you this question because I can't say you're wrong. But does vengeance make a pro player play harder?
Yes, it does.
I mean, he's a 35-year-old guy. I don't know if he can be motivated by that kind of revenge because they gave him away. He knows it's a business. He's been through these wars. I think he's a good player. I think he'll have an effect on the game, but I don't think it'll be because it's vengeance.
I just think that, too, because of him getting injured last year. He's played against the whole team. This might be his final season. I think he wants this win.
I think he wants it. I don't think that they get out of their comfort zone just because it's New Orleans Saints and I'm going to play harder. Because once you start doing that, you make mistakes.
Well, that I see, but I just think it's just down to the fact that he wants this win so bad, and I think he's going to be the factor.
All right. I hope you're right. General knowledge question for you for Billy Joel tickets?
Yeah.
Song titles by Synonyms. All right, let's go with this one here. Untamed Equines. Rolling Stones song.
I don't listen to the Rolling Stones.
Oh, sorry, man. well, it's Wild Horses.
Untamed Equines.
You don't have to listen to the Rolling Stones to get the question correctly, but it was Wild Horses. What are you laughing about? Sorry.
Because of what he said. You give a clue that you don't have to have ever heard of the Rolling Stones to get that answer right.
Untamed Equines. You figured out Untamed Equines.
And instead, why are you asking me Rolling Stone questions, Mike? I'm a Beatles guy.
I guess it's my fault. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. 5K a day is coming up at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned for the keyword.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.